upcoming holiday burst?
Well, you know, what we do is we try to close the week between Christmas and New Year's to give our staff an opportunity to recharge. But man, after the first year in January, we hit it hard with a lot of activity.
All right. So again, the History Center closed December 23rd through January 2 for Christmas and New Year's. They reopen Wednesday, January 3. Well, let's get right to the January list starting January 8th, Greg.
So, John, we are starting a new series called Won't You Be Our Neighbor Speaker Series. And what this is, we have invited all the neighboring counties, historical societies or historical groups to come by and give a talk about their particular county. So this is a program that we are sponsoring and co-sponsored by the Emporia Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. So on January 8th at 1:30 p.m., Marcy Shaw from the Waubonsie County Historical Society will be here giving a talk on Waubonsie County. So again, this is going to be something that we do throughout the year, Won't You Be Our Neighbor Speaker Series, and that again starts on January 8th at 1:30.
Awesome. Good stuff there. The Emporia Arts Center Quilt Show is coming to the History Center a little bit later in the month.
On January 10th through the 27th, the Emporia Arts Center Quilt Show. This is a quilt collection from the Historical Society and also the things that we have on loan. And this will be at the Emporia Arts Council, and there will be a reception there on January 12th between 4 and 6. So be sure to go to the Emporia Arts Center January 10th to the 27th to check out some really, really interesting quilts.
Let's talk about the Ad Astra Art Show, Greg.
Ad Astra, as you know, is part of the slogan for Kansas, To the Stars. And so we are going to have a Ad Astra Art Show. We had one last year. It was very, very successful. So this is an art show with Kansas artists. So this is January 12th is the deadline for submitting art for that. And then later in the month, January 23rd, the art show opens. So this is a very interesting opportunity for local artists, Kansas artists, to come by and show their work. We did it last year. It was very successful. We look forward to people coming in and joining with us to present this art show.
With that, do you have some spots available here for artists that are willing to display their wares?
We do, Chuck. We have just started to collect people for this event, but there are still several spots. So if you're interested in being part of this, come by, talk with Lisa or myself here at the History Center, or give us a call at 340-6310, and we will go take it from there.
Well, let's talk a little crazy love here, Greg. What's that all about?
Back to the quilt show. We are having a quilt show here at the History Center starting on January 23rd. It's Crazy Love Quilt Show. So this is all includes all types of crazy quilts, which is a style of quilt that we have several in our collection. So that'll be opening on January 23rd. Come by, check that out.
All right. My mom actually used to do crazy quilts an awful lot, so that's something that she's familiar with. And, you know, we always have, when we get to the end of the year, we always start looking ahead to the annual Kansas Birthday Bash. And, you've got everything set up for January 27th to make that happen.
We do, in fact. So Kansas' birthday, as we know, is January 29th. January 27th, which is a Saturday, is when we will have the birthday party for Kansas. From 10 to 12 is that birthday bash and Ad Astra Art Show reception. So for that particular birthday bash, we're going to do make it and take it crafts, so things that you can make and take home. We'll have Kansas animals. The David Traylor Zoo is helping us out, bringing over some Kansas animals. I don't think they're bringing over bison, but I don't know. Possibly.
You cannot take the animals.
You cannot make it and take the animals. The zoo wants those back.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing on January 27th. So as you can see, January is going to be a very, very busy month, which is why we needed to take a week off to get ready for this exciting time.
I'll tell you what, that is jam-packed. That month is big time right there. And your annual meeting, when's that?
annual meeting this year will be the, we think, the first week of March.
Okay.
But we will send out notifications to all members and to the press as we get closer to that event.
All right, Greg, we appreciate your time as always. Always good to talk to you. And you and Lisa, the staff at the History Center, have a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
you.
Greg.
Merry Christmas to you, and we appreciate all the support we get from KVOE. So you all have a Merry Christmas and a happy and fruitful New Year.
Thank you,
too.
Mr. Jordan. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, with us here this morning. His biweekly update, it's 8:51.
The holiday Red Tag Savings event continues at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, and the savings are great.